Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the B8 Says Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome, one and all. Some of you via our invitation were applicable. My two church mice, Peter and Paul, each and every day. However you got here, we continue to grow exponentially with your help by continuing to pay it forward. We're now in our sixth year and running on daily audio shows. We're blessed that we're on all platforms where you would hear any podcast show. And my YouTube offering is Bill Holt. Holt 8792. Give us the thumbs up, like us, share us. More importantly, where you're comfortable in doing so, please subscribe. We continue to grow one star seed at a time. We have two probing questions in the descriptions of each and every show that I do daily, asking for your interaction and continued responses and replies at my voicemail message board at the BA Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour message board. And here today at one of my episodes, the Blog Talk Radio Show, which has the accompanying video display board to accompany this radio show version. This is where I welcome my radio in-studio guests and record and offer their offerings, books, wares, what have you, as my guests come on via the video display board. Today, there's many in our topics of today's show under the guise of one of my three audio shows, main mentor moments, that also accompanies another faction that we do called Workouts for Geriatrics. Welcome, one and all. We'll be here for the better part of 30 minutes today. Going to take a deep, calming breath and segue right into Puppet Master and Puppet Mastery, one of the topics of one of my recent archival radio and video YouTube offerings, as well as my blog entry. And I want to revisit the term Puppet Master. We've talked about before there in those shows on how it can conjure up different images depending on the context of the word. Puppet Master. We went into a little bit of the history of puppetry in those archival shows. Puppetry, to synopsize it from the archival shows here, puppetry is an ancient art form dating back thousands of years to various civilizations around the world. I talked about Egyptian, Greeks, Romans, Chinese, and Middle Eastern Indians, and how they've all had traditions of using puppets for entertainment, religious rituals, and social commentary, and I'll continue talking about each and every one of those civilizations, as I love history in and of itself. For those of you that do follow the show, we'll talk about each of those factions, Egyptians, Greeks, Romans, Chinese, and the Middle Eastern Indians, as well as other in future shows. But the concept of Puppet Master as a manipulator behind the scenes, as we alluded to in the archival shows, probably likely emerged alongside puppetry itself. We talked about rulers, not measuring devices, but rulers around the world, political figures, religious leaders, have all been likened to puppet masters controlling the actions of others for their own individual gain. I talked about in one of the archival shows, you know, depending on point of reference, opinion, consensus, World Wide Web information, all of the above. The most famous use of the term puppet master in quotation marks in popular customs and culture is probably most likely the long-running horror franchise Puppet Master that I talked about archivally. And that's actually brought to life in a series of videos, books, and so forth. It's available on Amazon.com. It's actually about an Egyptian spell, and it features killer puppets in that adaptation. There's many documentaries exploring the history of puppetry and the role of puppet masters in different cultures, as we said in the archival shows, and we will do a movie for it. I'll be having in-studio guests with expertise on the subject, and I've asked one of my regular guests, upcoming guest Byron Mathien, for his 10th performance. He's a psychoanalyst and psychiatrist who doesn't actually have expertise per se in this field, and we may not talk about it at his very next May 30th, end of the month discussion there, but he's already agreed in private conversation, I ran it by him, who the future shows moving out. It intrigued him enough that whether he mentions it or we go there in the next show or whatever, stay tuned. Byron Mathien will definitely be a point of reference in the upcoming shows. And then getting back to some of the archival shows, you can find numerous online tutorials about puppet making and puppetry techniques. And then starting to get into fictional books that I reference featuring puppet masters. I referenced a couple that I have not read myself to this juncture, just referencing from the World Wide Web, Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, N-O-R-R-E-L-L, using my quotation fingers, by Susanna Clarke, and the Young Adult Trilogy, Shades of Earth, by Jacqueline Moriarty. I mentioned that in the archival show, just as a couple of quick www references in that regard. Nonfiction books explore the psychology of manipulation and control, often using the puppet master as a metaphor. That's a little bit about what I want to talk about within the confines of today's show. There's many articles on the history of puppetry, analysis of the puppet master archetype that we mentioned in the archival shows, in literature and film, and the tips for becoming an actual puppeteer. Infographics, there's many online illustrating the different types of puppets and puppetry around the world. As far as the actual term and terminology of puppet masters, puppetry, then we want to extrapolate into manipulation, control, getting into film, horror, documentaries, history, and psychology especially. Depending on our context moving forward, we'll be talking about unveiling the puppet master, a history of puppetry again. We'll revisit that. Beyond the strings, the psychology of manipulation, and how to become a puppet master on the stage and not of people, but we'll talk about those that are manipulators of people. And we kind of skirted the issue and highlighted it a little tiny bit archivally, be it spousal, personal relationships, business relationships in life. Are you a manipulator? Are you manipulated? Have you experienced and been either or both? Questions that we'd love to have you interchange at the voicemail message board over at the BA Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour. The dark side of puppetry, exploring the puppet master archetype overall. We will be and are going to here in the remainder of the show, continuing to go deeper beyond the strings, the psychology of manipulation, Unveiling the Strings, delving into, again, I think I termed, entitled one of my, probably my blog and or one of my audio shows, Beyond the Strings, Psychology of Manipulation. So Unraveling the Puppet Master, A Guide to Recognizing and Resisting Manipulation, The Puppet Masters Amongst Us, Understanding the Psychology of Control, Actionable Language, Breaking Free from the Strings, Strategies for Dealing with Manipulation. What's your strategies? What have you experienced? Are you a clinician? Are you an author? Would you like to be on the show? Offer an offering. We'll feature your questions. We'll pose them to the experts that are upcoming. Perhaps we'll have you on the show. Reach out. Contact me at my show, BH Sales Counsel, Holistic Healing Arts, where I do all my bookings, dealing with agents. I'm dealing with many as we speak. And then I have my team of regulars. Isabella Thor, NTP, Women's Health Specialist. We'll talk about these types of things as she has seen them, be them personally or within her practice, causing anxiety, weight control, and all of those types of things in the guise of her practice, an NTP, nutritional therapist and otherwise. She joins me once a month. Tim Doyle, astrologer, to oneness, overall views on life, health, these types of subjects. He's a voice, Byron Athene, psychoanalyst for sure, and myself continuing to do the research and talking about these things here. Psychology, manipulation tactics, dark psychology, emotional intelligence, coercion, gaslighting is something I really want to talk about. In a moment, we'll finish up with that. And I talked about it a little bit archivally. Boundaries, self-awareness, assertiveness, toxic relationships, empowerment, puppet master mind, hidden agendas, intrigue, mystery, decoding manipulation, mind control, persuasion techniques, government, regimes in the history of time, to and including the present theater that's definitely going on the world as it burns forward, moving on its axis at this precipice in time. We'll dive deeper into manipulation tactics, exploring specific techniques manipulators use, like guilt tripping, flattery, reciprocity, and social proof, offering examples and how to identify them in everyday life, yours, mine, and ours, and the many intuitive groups that I'm blessed to be members of, their social medias, my guests, social medias, connections, audiences. We grow one star seed at a time, main mental moment in business and in life. Psychology of the manipulator, discussing the motivations behind manipulative behavior, such as insecurity, a need for power, or narcissistic tendencies. Think any of those going around in the world? Check the ego at the expletive deleted door. We talk a lot about that at the Holistic Healing Hour, food for the mind, the body, and the souls. Explore why some people are more susceptible to manipulation than others. Brainwashing for decades in all categories of life. Western Hemisphere for sure, and worldwide forever and ever. Commercials, big pharma, actors, lawyers, doctors, rag magazines and checkout lines, politicians, all of it. We've been conditioned to think many ways, and there's many forces that are most assuredly trying to use manipulation and mind control in all arenas. Strategies for resisting manipulation in your personal, professional life, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. We're hopefully equipping our audience with actionable steps to identify and counter manipulation attempts. Help us out. Pay it forward. You guys and gals are doing a great job at that. We appreciate that. Exchange fodder. My guests always come fully prepared to answer questions. What questions aren't we answering? What questions do you need answered? What are you looking for? What have you found intriguing? What guests have you found intriguing? Thank you. What got you here? Thank you. What's hopefully keeping you here? Continue to pay it forward. We explore setting boundaries using I statements. I, me, 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 ego, 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 the vortex, the monkey minds. The 95% of the world populace has been in forever and ever. And when you get spiraled in that vortex, that spirals out your future. You want the sweet spot in between. Check the ego. Leave it at the door. We are who we are. Our bodies aren't ours. That's not who we are. They are ours, but that's not who we are. Within you and without you. Case studies illustrating manipulation with real life scenarios and or historical examples. Cult leaders, political figures. Maybe we can create a quiz of sorts or an assessment. Help me help you, help us help them, help the professionals, help the expertise. Let's expand our audiences. That's how you rejuvenate all of this foolishness. Arm in arm, communally, one at a time, peacefully, calmly, with repose, and block out the monkey mind and the noise and the attempted brainwashing, puppeteering, gaslighting. So let's go a little bit deeper. The psychology of the manipulator, discussing the motivations behind manipulative behavior, such as insecurity, a need for power, narcissistic tendencies, in correlation. For sure, in preparation for upcoming shows with my aforementioned guests and others soon to be had and unforeseen as of yet. We do these each and every day, 7 days a week, 365. Unveiling the puppet master, a deep dive into manipulator psychology, understanding the way behind manipulation, delving into the fascinating world of manipulator psychology, manipulation psychology, dark psychology, narcissism, insecurity, power dynamics. Be it sales, chemical, holistic healing, all. The puppet master's mind, decoding manipulative behavior. Understanding manipulators' insecurity, power, and narcissism. Break free from the strings, recognizing and countering manipulation. Motivations behind manipulation. How can insecurity manifest as manipulative behavior? What say you? What drives the need for power in manipulators, be it in relationships, your community, your job? You ever work for a manipulative boss? Have you ever been one? Can you elaborate on the connection between manipulation and narcissistic tendencies? What are you guys and gals seeing through your eyes and ears on your main street, wherever that is, in your day-to-day dynamics, demographics? What say you? What's the impact of manipulation? How does manipulation affect the mental and emotional well-being of the target? What are some of the long-term consequences of being in a manipulative relationship if you are? Business, life, professional, spousal, family, friendship, whatever it may be. The manipulator's perspective. Do manipulators ever regret their behavior? Can manipulators change their ways? What's your experience? What are some signs that a manipulator might be seeking help? Love to have case studies if you have any. If you are a clinician or what have you, or have visited a clinician, if you have case studies to base it on, share the wealth. Discuss real-life examples of manipulation, offering your insights. We're welcoming legitimate, above-board questions and answers. I monitor them all. You know the standard caveat. Move along, little doggy, with all the negativity and foolishness. It would be so foolish to attempt to do that here. It's counterintuitive to good health. So move along if, you know, it's other than making contributory in your earnest, heartfelt opinions. And if you are seeking help with this, share the resources. Let's discover helplines. We have one with Byron Athene. He'll reintimate that and reaffirm that when he comes. And other professionals, Kate, Isabella Thor, Tim Doyle for sure. Seth Leif Brusansky, stay tuned for that. We got a secret coming up about that. It's not a secret. I got a secret. I'll be talking about the 1950s television show, I Got a Secret, Gary Moore, talking about Harry Levang, the great memory master in the Magnetic Memory Method, at another show talking about, now in retirement, that these shows are about for me as well, a bucket list, now fully retired. And we do talk about business tenants, part-time market sharing, and so forth on my other shows, to include this one, Name Mentor Moments in Business and Life, and a combination of Holistic Healing Hour here today. BHL's Count Help Holistic Healing Hour podcast, always hosted by me, Bill Guffertel. As I say, we always formulate at least a couple of written questions within the description. I've already thrown out about four verbally. So on the BA Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour podcast for day, unveiling the puppet master, understanding manipulators. Thanks for joining me for a fascinating exploration of the psychology behind manipulation, delving into the motivations that derive manipulative behavior from insecurity and the need for power to narcissistic tendencies, learning together how to recognize these techniques and empower ourselves to break free from the strings. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt someone was manipulating you? What were the warning signs? And you can do it anonymously if, you know, you're not comfortable in exchanging names or whatever. Do you think manipulators can change? Share your thoughts and experiences. We're encouraging interaction. We grow together. Leave your voicemail messages at the BA Sales Count Cup Holistic Healing Hour podcast voicemail message board, please, and share your experiences with this topic, manipulation, gaslighting, manipulation psychology, self-improvement, toxic relationships. So I always write a correlated blog. This radio show is kind of like the blog vlog version of, due to the display board. Please do. And upcoming guests, that's a value added, you know, to advertise your books, your wares, your pictures, your websites, your topics of discussion that we promote as you come on my radio show particularly. And then I usually back them up via YouTube and then all the platforms that I've been blessed to be on. With worldwide exposure of this show, literally talking to people around the world. Butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, doctors, lawyers, psychoanalysts, therapists, mediators, meditators, entrepreneurs, covering all of the subjects that always come under the guise of food for the mind and the body, literally in the sustenance for food for the mind, the body, and the soul. A little bit more ethereal over at the Holistic Healing Hour. Here today, unveiling the Puppet Master, a deep dive into the manipulator psychology. Blog Talk Radio, blog for BA Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour. Check out my blog as well. The description, the link to it is in the description of this show. So we continue in this episode of the BA Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour podcast and the Blog Talk Radio show airing here at taping today, May 4th. We're delving into the complex world of manipulator psychology, the motivations behind manipulation, including insecurity, power dynamics, and narcissism, how to identify manipulative tactics in your own life. Please do head over to my YouTube channel at BillHolt8792 to watch the full episode of the video version with me on camera talking about it there. A snippet of that audio-wise at all of my radio shows. Probing questions there. Have you ever recognized manipulative behavior in someone close to you? How did you handle it? Do you think it's possible for manipulators to change? Why or why not? Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a voicemail message at the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour voicemail message board. Your voice might be featured on a future episode. possibly yourself as well. Manipulation psychology, BA Sales Counter Holistic Healing Hour, manipulation tips, self-improvement, toxic relationships, over at my correlating YouTube, there, the episode also dives deep into the psychology of manipulators, sharing our thoughts and experiences, again, asking you to leave your voicemail messages there with a couple of more probing questions from the video at YouTube. What surprised you most about the motivation behind manipulation? Comment at my blogs, my social media, the shows. Share a tip for identifying manipulative behavior as it pertains to your life. The motivations behind manipulation, including insecurity, power dynamics, and narcissism. How to identify manipulative tactics in your own life. Strategies for breaking free from the control of manipulators. Understanding the psychology of manipulation. Feeling like someone's pulling your strings, you're not alone. Manipulation is a common tactic, but understanding the why behind it can empower you to take control. The hidden forces, diving deep into the motivations behind manipulation, uncovering the role of insecurity, power dynamics, and narcissism. Spot the signs. Learn how to identify manipulative tactics in your own life so you can stop them in their tracks. Discover practical strategies for breaking free from the control of manipulators. Unveiling the Puppet Master, delving deep into the manipulator and manipulative psychology. The Puppet Master's mind, uncovering the motivations behind one, if you are one, or you know anybody that is, decoding their tactics, learning how to identify common manipulative tactics like guilt tripping, flattery, and gaslighting, which I slowly want to start to segue out on gaslighting here a little bit. In a moment, but also we'll be talking about emotional intelligence and coercion, exploring the role of emotional intelligence in manipulation and how manipulators exploit emotion to control others. We'll discover practical strategies with your help for recognizing and resisting manipulation and manipulative attempts, empowering yourself to reclaim your own power. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments. What did surprise you most about the psychology of manipulators? What's your best tip for identifying manipulative behavior? Leave a voicemail message at the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour voicemail message board and comment at the social commentary and all the aforementioned shows. We grow together. A modern buzzword with a dark history is indeed gaslighting. I want to finish up. We have about a minute and a half, so I'm going to make this real quick. Gaslighting has become a popular buzzword, but its origin reveals deeper and more disturbing reality. In this episode and upcoming ones, we'll expand upon gaslighting more than just a buzzword. It's frequently used in today. Its roots do lie probably in the 1938 aforementioned play, Gaslight. You check that out. Denial and lying, we'll cover that in a trivialization, shift blaming, projection, unveiling a puppet master, demystifying gaslighting beyond the buzzwords of demystifying the impact of gaslighting, Gaslighting 101, how to recognize and resist the manipulative tactic. We'll have some videos, documentaries, guests, unveiling the puppet master from gaslighting to, gaslight, the actual implement of how that came about in 1938 to gaslighting the term nowadays, and from stage to reality, the enduring power of gaslighting, modern gaslighting, a broader landscape, denial in the digital age, social media manipulation, and the gaslighting narcissist. Join us each and every day. We'll say bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Continue to pay it forward. We'll see you in the next episode. Peace, everybody.